Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sometimes it's just nice to wake up with a big ol' smile on your face. Good morning from the Breakfast Buzz with Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9. The Buzz.
Here's the question for you. Does it pay to be the company guy or the company girl anymore? Is that you? Are you the company person? Loyal to the company. You would defend your company. Have you been burned by that? Have you been roaried?
Rory McIlroy on the PGA and LIV golf tour combo. LIV, the Saudi Arabian effort that was luring PGA golfers away with lots of money.
Trying
to kind of fractionalize the PGA. And the PGA have now combined their efforts into one.
And Rory has been the loudest critic against the Saudi-funded LIV Golf, right? He was among the last to hear the news about this, about the PGA Tour becoming partners with the Saudis. And then this is what he said. Poor Rory.
Yeah, he was in a press conference yesterday. It was 20 minutes, so this is what I could find.
Back and forth over the past year, at one point, Jay Monahan said a deal like this would never happen out of respect for the victims of 9/11. Obviously, you're not responsible for what Mr. Monahan says, but you can see why this has stirred up a lot of emotions in fans, right?
Of course. You know, I said it to Jay yesterday, you've galvanized everyone against something, and that thing that you galvanized everyone against, you've now partnered with. So, yeah, of course I understand. It is hypocritical. It sounds hypocritical.
Yeah.
Okay. The quote that everybody's talking about, though, I thought you had that.
Me too.
He said he felt like somewhat of a sacrificial lamb and feeling like I've put myself out there and then this is what happens. Mm-hmm. So it was the whole company guy scenario.
Right.
So now 818-2899, are you that company guy? Does it even pay to be that person anymore?
If you're going to ask me, you know the answer. God. You know the answer.
Have you ever been the company guy? Have you ever defended the company?
What do you mean? Defended? I never have had to defend the company, no. I've never had
to be a
lackey, you mean? Like do something slimy for the company?
No, that's not what I mean.
What?
Maybe you don't even know the definition of a company guy. You're just proud to work for the company and you are the biggest proponent of loyalty, right? Like when I grew up, and I don't know, maybe this is a foreign conversation nowadays. I don't know. But when I grew up, it was like, it was you work for a company and you're loyal to that company because they're paying you and you have pride. Maybe that's what the word I'm looking for. You have just this big amount of pride for your company.
Oh, yeah.
If anybody does say anything bad about your company, you'll be the first front and center to stick up for your company, quote unquote.
I will until they made us pay for our own T-shirts. And then I was like, nah. You mean I got to buy a stupid radio station T-shirt that I worked? You gotta can't give me one. Like you got them laying around.
Is so funny, trivial of a moment, but yet that was a defining moment for a lot of us. We're like, wait a minute.
I am not. I've never. I've always been an anti-establishment kind of like not corporate. The last thing I ever want to do is get into it and play the game and
game. I really think the word is pride. Do we have pride in our company where we would defend them? And should we? I mean, is this teaching us a lesson? And this is like, there's a lot more details and this is a little bit different of a story than what we're living in our life. But
right.
the common thread is that, right?
I believe there's pride in your company. And when your company doesn't do anything wrong, right? And someone, you know, talks bad about it or tries to come up with something, you definitely defend it because you know it's true or it's false that they're accusing you.
But every single company, and I've said this before, every single company, money talks.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, everybody is replaceable. Money talks. Maybe it wasn't that way when our parents were working. Maybe it was, and nobody talked about it as much. Mm-hmm. But you could defend your company. Would your company defend you as much as you would defend your company? Ah!
Excuse me.
Have you been burned by this before? 2899. So it brings up the conversation. I saw that LIV Golf paid $100 million signing bonus to lure players in.
Like per player?
$100 million?
Wait, per player or total?
No, $100 million signing bonus to lure players in and offer $25 million dollar purses.
Jesus.
That's like insane kind of money.
That's like, I would take it and then just be like, oh, I'm retiring now. I don't got my money.
Okay.
It's probably a stipulation where you can't retire. Yeah, you can't get out of it if they give you the money, right?
When you're dealing with money like this, you've been a company guy your entire career. You love what you do. You love your company. Good people, really, truly, from the core. They're good people. You get the competitor who you badmouth your entire career, shows up, calls you and says, listen, we're going to give you stinking insane amount of money if you come to the dark side.
Right, right, right. Come to the dark side. It depends on how dark the dark side is, how much money they offer. And
oh, so there is a depends in your mind.
There's a depends in my mind just because, like, you know that it probably won't last as long as you did over at the good guys.
Ah.
So you're going to get that money, but it's going to be short-lived. I've seen it happen in people's careers all the time. You know, they're working at a joint for 10, 12 years, and they get a bump. They get a bump. They get this huge, huge raise, like life-changing 25, 30, 40 grand extra a year.
Yeah.
And it all comes out like, oh, my taxes tripled. The place sucks. They treat their employees like crap. They hoodwinked me into it. It does look greener on the other side, but there's many. I haven't seen a time where someone left a good company and, you know, just for the money and ended up being happier.
So you're saying you probably wouldn't do it then.
I'd probably say no.
Stick to the morals.
Yeah. Like if I was a golfer, I would never go and work for people who, you know, don't treat their society correctly and not, anti this and negative female that and, you know, humanitarian stuff.
How about a client? How about if you're in sales? You probably deal with this quite often. If you're in sales and somebody's willing to, you know, close a deal with you, but you find out they're not really good people, do you still take their money?
Oh, God, yeah.
Or do you not want to associate with them?
No, there's no or. You can't even take their money.
And you just won't work for them.
No, I just won't work for them. I'd take their money, and if they blow up, then they're done. We still got their money.
Uh-huh. I don't think I could just be, I think I would be the Rory McIlroy in this situation too. I would defend my company and stick with my morals because as a role model, I would do it for the role model side of it. Like, oh, darn it. The kids. Those damn kids.
Oh, I never thought about the kids and being a role model.
No,
it's selfishly thinking about myself.
How do you explain it to the kids? Like,
give a crap. They don't care about you and your career. Oh, this mom and dad are such good role models.
The Breakfast Buzz in the morning. 98.9 The Buzz.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.